All right. Well, let's start with your questions because I want to go off and make sure that this is useful as possible. So let's start with your questions.
One of my issues is, am I over-methylating? Lisa thinks that I may be because my B12 numbers are off the charts. Mm-hmm. I've been taking methyl B12 and methyl folate. She asked me to stop those and switch to other forms. My other question has to do with what would you take away from these tests with respect to the health of my liver? Since okay. I have metabolic syndrome, I have insulin resistance, I have leptin resistance, as my doctor has identified and these tests kind of bear out.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, we'll look at that. And I also want to say, related to are you over-methylating, there's, I think, Doctors Data and another company called Vitamin Research has a methylation panel where you actually measure the different levels of things in different stages. So it's more detailed look at the folate, the methyl folate, the various metabolites. So you may want to look into one of those.
Yeah, Lisa's asked me to get the Genova.
Genova one, perfect. Yeah, perfect. All right, so let's look at the liver ones. And is this, I'm looking to see if you have a whole bunch of them in here or just the one.
I noticed that my numbers for LDL are not included in there, even though they were done in October 2020, along with all the other things, but those somehow got missed.
Okay. I'm putting this in. Okay. Look in here. And are you on metformin or some sort of medication for metabolic syndrome?
No.
Because these fasting glucoses, by the way, are decent. That's good. And your hemoglobin A1C is, I'd like to see it a little lower, but it's actually quite good. I mean, metabolic syndrome is usually diagnosed when the hemoglobin A1C goes above 5.7. The fasting glucose is in the 90s to low hundreds. So whatever you're doing, you're getting it under control.
Good. I like to hear that.
Yeah, for sure.
I know my fasting is high.
High as Darlin' Joe's, but it's definitely high. So, have you done the Freestyle Libre or the testing, the finger prick testing?
I've not yet done the finger prick testing. I read the directions and then my brain gets a little confused, but my doctor has prescribed for me the Freestyle Libre. So I will be getting that sometime this week.
Getting it and keeping careful diet diary while you do it so that you can relate when it goes up with what you had eaten within the 2 hours period before. Okay. So very important to do that. That we have it in, the pencil paper type of charts that you can do, but with the Freestyle and with the chronometer. Chronometer is supposed to, I have to look into this. There's supposed to be this new connection between Chronometer and Keto Mojo where you can have your numbers correlate. I haven't seen where that happens yet or how that happens yet, but we'll keep you posted. Fructosamine is good. C-peptide is okay. Is that high or low? Let's see what the C-peptide. That's the hard part about looking at these big ones. They don't give the range. Here we go. C-peptide is high. Okay. So yeah. So you don't have any problems with your pancreas being worn out at this point. It's producing plenty of insulin and the C-peptide is high to show for it as well.
Cool.
So you don't want to get there, but we want to get that insulin down. So I would be monitoring those levels on a regular basis and see what happens with them. Your BUN is high, which could be an indication of some issues with kidney. Your GFR is good. So this could be high because of the kidney, or it could be high because of leaky gut or dysbiosis.
Could it be high because of the UTI?
Oh, you had a UTI? You have a, is it recurring?
Chronic? I had an undiagnosed UTI when I had that test. It was diagnosed about a month later, but I was having symptoms already.
It's possible.
Okay.
It's possible. Worth going back and looking at again. Okay, let's look at your liver numbers. Yeah, your leptin is way, way high.
Yep.
Have you ever considered fasting?
I am doing time-restricted eating right now. Okay. So I've been doing that per my MD's request. So I've been doing it for about a week.
Okay. How does that go? How does that feel for you?
Pretty good. So my window of eating, one day was like 12 hours, but most days it's like 8 hours. I've yet to get it down lower.
8 is really good.
Okay.
Lower is good, but you have to balance when you get that low between cravings and hunger and right. And then you overeat and then you just blew your whole process. So it's really finding the balance between where it works. But 8 is a really nice, really nice window.
Good. And when I crave, I want to eat like a gallon of like chocolate fudge or something, you know?
Of course. You're not going to crave broccoli, right?
Never.
You're too nice. Right. Although I talked to one person who did that. She was like, it was midnight and she was craving something and she just made this big pot of broccoli. I'm like, okay, you're the only person I've ever heard of that craved broccoli. It's okay. Yes. So, you know, the leptin resistance, the reason I ask about fasting. So consider doing the fasting while feasting that we're going to be doing starting Sunday.
Signed up already.
Good. Because it gives you the benefits of fasting. And then you could like really spread the window out. So, you know, you do the intermittent fasting, you get used to it, right? The time restricted eating. And then you try for a 24 hour fast, right? And 24 hour fast means you don't have to go a single day without eating, right? You go from dinner one day to dinner the next day, that's 24 hours, right? You go, oh, that wasn't too bad. And then you can go to 36 hours and then you can actually gradually increase it till you can get to a periodic, you know, 4 or 5 day fast. Now, if that's a problem because you're on medications and various things that might not be, you can do this fasting while feasting once a month for 5 days and get some of those benefits because the ketones go up, the glucose goes down, the insulin goes down, growth hormone goes up. Like everything happens really well in that 5 day period. Mm-hmm. Okay. Very similar to the effects of true water fasting. Very similar. Okay, so let's look at your liver. Did I miss some of the liver stuff? No, I didn't. Here they are. So what was the particular question? Your alkaline phosphatase is low, which suggests to me zinc deficiency.
And yet my zinc RBC is high.
Yeah. Interesting. So why is it not functionally... Okay, what else? I was going to open up. I'm going to open up while I can. I'm going to open up the ODX because I think in terms of horses and then some of the zebras come out and then it's like, huh, what is that? I like to look things up. So there's inside this software is really cool because I can pull up your thing and I can actually look at the descriptions. I don't have to pull anybody's up. I could just look it up in general. Okay, I'm going to stop the share for a second because I'm going to be opening it up and I don't want everybody to see other people's names. It's just, okay, so if I go here and I go to patients, I think I just want to go to resources, but blood reference guide. How about that? Okay, got it. Didn't have to do that after all. So let me go back to share screen. And here we go. Share. So what you're going to see is kind of the, you know, the cheat sheet of some of these things in the back end of the software. So we were looking at, where'd you go? Yeah, we were looking at the ALKFOS being low? What other reasons besides zinc deficiency? It could be B6 that's sometimes involved. Alkaline, why is this? Why is it not? ALKFOS, it's not the whole word. Okay, low. Zinc-dependent enzyme, decreased less than 70, have been associated with zinc deficiency, along with decreased white blood cells or RBC zinc levels, and a low normal or decreased WBC. So what does it mean when you have elevated zinc? Don't know. Let's see. Remove phosphate from organic phosphate. Okay. Good question. Not sure.
Okay.
Not sure, because it's a functional marker, and that pretty much is mostly what it means when it's low. It's not low because, where are we here? ALKFOS. Your liver enzymes look fine. So you were asking about liver in terms of what?
Right, because of metabolic syndrome, leptin resistance, and insulin resistance, because I understand that fatty liver disease, non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, is oftentimes associated with that.
You have no indications of
awesome
fatty liver disease. Yeah. You know, I think, you know, part of it is really getting the eating habits under control, getting the weight under control. As you release weight, you release toxins, and that's going to burden the liver a little bit, but there's no sign of that right now.
Cool.
Right. So I think you're on the right track with the time restricted eating. And I think that doing the fasting while feasting is going to be, you know, if you can do that once a month, it's going to be dramatic. You don't want to do it more often than that, because it will slow down your metabolism if you eat that calorie restricted for a long time. But otherwise, I mean, your bilirubins are everything. Cholesterol's high, triglycerides are high. And this is related to the insulin for sure.
Okay.
And the metabolic, but.
And my LDL does not show up on there. And my LDL was 137.
Not surprised, because your HDL is 46. So it's naturally going to be high. Your VLDL is high. Have you had an advanced lipid panel yet?
I did, and it's actually in the Biochanic. So that's why I have all that there. But like the small dense LDL.
Yeah.
LDL 3 was 165. Small dense LDL 4 was 77.
Give me ranges, because I don't have those memorized. Oh,
and the ranges were like for the 3 was 300. Well, it's on here. It shows low risk.
So it shows low risk. That's all I want to know.
For both of them.
Okay.
For all the small dense, it shows low risk. Large buoyant, low risk.
What about LP little a?
LP little a, I'm at 15.1, which is considered a low risk.
Great. Perfect. Happy to hear all this. You just need to get your eating under control. You need to get your, you know, really keep the blood sugars in balance. I mean, overall, it looks good, but my guess is because the high level of insulin, that the reason your hemoglobin A1C isn't higher is that you're having the peaks and valleys.
Okay.
Okay. And so the fasting, that's, you know, and doing fasting while feasting does the same thing. Will elevate your growth hormone, will help you burn fat, will also lower your insulin levels and lower your glucose levels. But overall, you don't have the serious risk factor profile that I would expect in somebody who says, well, I am overweight, I have leptin resistance, I have insulin resistance, I have metabolic syndrome. I don't see that high risk pattern here.
Excellent. Because I've got a lot of SNPs too.
Well, in spite of that, this is not terrible, right? The triglycerides are awful, okay? They're terrible, right? The triglyceride HDL ratio, terrible, right? That you can get under control relatively quickly. And my guess is if you want to do another panel after you do the 5 days of fasting while feasting, go for it. At least do this lipid panel and insulin would be the things I would check after this, okay? The leptin may or may not change that quickly. It may take a little while, but it could change pretty quickly. But if you're releasing weight, leptin's produced by the fat cells. So it may be releasing some of that and elevating that level. But that I would do that after just to see, I mean, just as a curiosity to see how dramatically it can shift that quickly. We've had people drop their glucose by 100 points in a week.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay.
Cool. And you'll notice my vitamin D is also super, super, super low. So and
that has to come up. So whatever, what are you taking now? How much?
I am taking D2, the liquid with K2 mixed in, D3K2. And when I took this test, I was at 5,000. My doctor upped me to 10,000 and Lisa has upped me to 15,000.
Okay, good. And again, you know, do this and then check it. How long have you been on the 15?
That's 3 weeks.
Great. So when you finish this fasting while feasting, add that to your list of tests to get done. Okay. The lipid panel, the triglycerides, which is in the lipid panel, the insulin and the D.
Cool.
Okay. Good. I'm very pleased with seeing that, because without the discussions we've had and not seeing those labs, I was expecting a lot worse. So, yeah, good job. Just cool. Keep it up. Stay dedicated.
Yes. Yes. And I've started the blood sugar program too, the sweet spot. I started doing that.
Perfect.
So great.
Will your doctor prescribe you a Libra?
My doctor did prescribe me a Libra.
Okay.
So. Or Freestyle Libra. So I'm picking that up this week.
Yeah, and get that and really start monitoring that.
Yeah.
Great. Awesome.
Cool. Thank you.
You're welcome.